I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To the bonus episode.
Hey, little ferals.
Yeah, ooh. Only you guys. And you're growing, yeah. By the way.
You are.
There are many
growing.
Of you little ferals. You little nosy parkers. Yeah. That's what we should call them.
Nosy parkers.
You little nosy parker ferals.
So and so's. Yeah, but listen, we're glad to have you. And guys, you are going to get to hear all the juicy stuff here. And I mean, what is going on behind the scenes at the moment as well, which is a lot, by the way.
Now, we've just had a little chat before we're doing this bonus ep, and we have had some calls, some Zooms, some Teams, some video calls, WhatsApp calls with some very, very interesting people this week.
Put it this way, if this time last year you'd have said to Laura and I that you will be having a call with blah, blah, blah and blah, blah, blah about blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
we'd have been like, shut the front door. No way. And we've literally had them this week.
Yeah. Now, when we get the absolute yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree. It's going ahead. We will announce it.
Well, you will be
like,
the first to know.
You'll be the first note, especially literally. You little nosy parkers.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, so them lot that aren't little ferals, they won't know.
They're going to find out second.
Yeah, and it's annoying when people go, we can't tell you. But there's no point in us telling you because it's not...
100%.
There's no T's crossed dots lined.
There's no... Basically, we don't know that it's definitely happening.
Yeah,
but... We should know... By next week.
You're going to die when you find out.
Oh,
you're going to be
gonna
like, what?
Die.
Yeah, and if you want to guess, DM us. Just have a little guess what
do
you
it.
Think's going on.
We've just been sat here dying after the phone call, and we've been sat here eating mini eggs, literally going, oh, you know the meme with the guy with the popcorn?
Yeah, it's that.
Literally, we've been doing that after this phone call.
Also, as well, you've just mentioned it, but can we just have a bit of a moment for mini eggs?
They're the best.
I mean, is there a better...
Nope.
There's not, is there?
No.
It's mini eggs all the way.
There's a variation I do quite like.
Have you had the powdery ones?
It's the white ones.
Oh,
the white. I love white chocolate.
That's too sweet.
There's like, they've got an orange coating and white chocolate on the inside.
Oh, they're the Terry's white chocolate, orange.
Oh, my days. They are a dream.
I like the Galaxy gold powder ones.
I don't know if I've had those.
I'd love them. Anyway.
We're getting messages through as we speak from...
Oh, God, I can't read them because it's going to give me heart palpitations. Anyway, let's start.
Sorry, I'm still reading that message.
I haven't read it.
Oh, God, okay, we need to talk about this after. Right, hello, welcome to... The Laura and Becky show. Sorry, I'm looking at my phone. I'm looking at the mic. We're best friends. We used to be on the radio. We're not anymore. We now do this podcast.
We're sponsored by East Midlands Airport, Redbrick Estate Agents, and Prince Family Law Solicitors. So, it's the bonus app.
It is.
It is.
And I've just closed my phone.
It's a lot, isn't it? So what we like to do on this bonus episode, listen, it's not all going to be about people getting in touch with us with their dilemmas and their cheating stories, but at the moment it's rife for us. It's rife.
Yeah, and also that's a lot of the messages that we're getting, and a lot of people are interested in this. We thought, you know, strike whilst the iron's hot, so to speak. Let's go with it. But there will be other bits and bobs.
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Listen, the cheating stuff is not the only interesting thing in our lives. There's all sorts that goes on, guys.
Exactly.
So we're going to mix it up.
There's rats. There's Christmas trees. There's my vagina.
There's geese migrating.
There's geese. I mean, come on.
It all goes on.
So at the moment, obviously, we're getting lots of messages, and some of them are jaw-dropping. Some of them are like, shocking.
They really are. And we're not going to do those on the main pod because we're just not.
No.
Okay, we're just not. So this is where we do them. This is the safe space. Okay.
We don't have to explain ourselves.
No, we don't have to. So this is where we do them. And we're going to reveal some of those to you today.
Do you want to go first or shall I go first? Do you want me to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. So this is a message we have had in. Obviously, no names. Everything is anonymous. Hi, girls. I need your help. And then just put the SOS emoji, which
love
I quite
it.
Like. My boyfriend is going to his best friend's wedding in the summer. The couple in question have been together since they were 16 and are each other's first loves. Or so they say.
Oh.
Dot, dot, dot. When he met with his friend a few weeks ago, he told him he was cheating with a girl he works with.
Oh, no.
He won't tell his fiancé. And will keep the affair going when they are married.
Hang on, what? He's already decided he's going to keep it going.
I don't know what to do with this information. I've never met the couple, so I don't feel like I can tell the girl that her fiancé is cheating. My boyfriend is debating not going to the wedding now, but he knows questions will be raised around why he's not attending. What do we do? Dot, dot, dot.
Help. Kudos to the boyfriend for going, actually, I don't agree with this. I might not go to the wedding. That is fair play. He's standing up for what he believes in.
Bloody hell, though.
But that is a dilemma and a half.
I actually know someone that got married whilst having an affair.
No.
Mm-hmm.
That's mad. Ooh.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're just having a private convo here.
What would I do here? I would... Oh, God. I don't know.
I think what I would do, because obviously the girl who's messaged us isn't the one who's been told the information. It's her boyfriend, who I guess is friends with the guy. So he perhaps needs to tell someone close to the girl and get her to tell the girl.
The strange thing is about this, and I'm just saying that I'm not like questioning this message, but if it's your boyfriend's best friend, why would you have not met them?
Good point. Maybe they've not been together long. Maybe... She's new on the scene.
I would... See, there is the girl code thing, but you know what? I just keep out of it. I would say...
She doesn't know this girl.
Yeah.
That's the crucial bit here, I think.
I would probably say to your boyfriend, you need to sit your friend down and say, this is not right.
Mm.
this is what you should do.
Yeah.
I know too much now, so I can't be part of this.
Oh, so it's quite brazen of the guy getting married. So a little bit before his wedding, and he knows this guy's going to his wedding, to go, hey, yeah, by the way, I'm having an affair and I'm going to keep it going after I'm married. That's, why would he tell him that as well?
I have no idea.
I guess the girlfriend, or the girl who's messaged us, sorry, has got to be careful because she's dropping her boyfriend in it as well. Whatever she yes. does, he's going to get in trouble.
I would just give as much advice to your boyfriend as possible. That's what I would do. I would
just get him to speak to a friend.
Tell him what you think your opinion is and what you think he should do. And then he's going to have to sort it.
These things are really delicate as well, aren't they? Because often you think, yes, I'm doing the right thing. I would want to know if it was me. But does this girl want to know? And would she even leave him or break up with him if she found out?
There's a wedding on the way.
Yeah. Like, so if they still go through with the wedding, she's going to be public enemy number one, this girl, for doing the right thing.
Yeah. Also as well, I know there's like a girl code, isn't there? Now, when it comes to boy code, I wrote this down as a subject to talk about on another pod. Men don't talk like women
do.
No,
they don't.
They don't have the same conversations. Nope. Like, if I met you and you were getting married and you were like, I'm having an affair, I'd be like, who with? I'd ask you so many questions. He probably went, all right, mate, are you? Oh.
It didn't ask a single thing.
They wouldn't have had a proper deep conversation about it. They just don't, do they?
No.
So I bet the boyfriend actually doesn't know anything other than that.
I would agree with you on that.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I told you about my mate Dave, who saw that I was voice noting different girls, like friends back and forth all day? And we do that all day, every day. Yeah. It's just what we do, isn't it? And they're basically voice notes about nothing. Just about what we're doing, what we're having for lunch, you know, what so-and-so said to us. Dave literally looked at him and went, boys do not do this.
What
this
are you
is
talking?
Not a thing that... But he was flabbergasted that we even do it.
Yeah. Well, my husband came home the other day and he had a little bit of gossip. He was like, you're never going to guess who I saw in the gym, right? I was like...
Who was it? Who? Of interest?
Well, I can't say. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
But
whisper to me.
I went, who? I can't tell you. And I knew instantly he wasn't going to give me the information I wanted.
Yeah.
So I just went, he started talking. I went, can I just stop here? Can you just summarize? Can you just tell me at the end, did you get the information? He went, well, no.
They never do they?
Come on.
It's like, you know, if they come home and say to you, oh, blah, 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 it's pregnant. You're like, oh my God, how far along are they? Oh no. Oh, right. How did you find out?
I don't know.
Yeah. Literally, they'd never ask the right questions.
They never do.
Get a man to do a job, just do it yourself.
Yeah, it's so different. So they wouldn't have had an in-depth conversation.
No.
That fiancé that's getting married might be deeply unhappy. There's no excuse for it. I'm not excusing it. But, you know, there might be deeper reasons. There might be this. There might be that. You never know, do you?
No, and also, this girl doesn't really know what she's getting involved in because she's not close to them and she hasn't met them. Mm. Like, you don't know. Maybe this guy does this all the time and she's quite aware of it. And then actually you're going to her and she'll turn on you. You just don't know.
Yeah. And this, I think this does happen. I know a real life version. I need two real life versions actually.
Stop.
Yeah, I know a really bad, in fact, I know a worse one than that, but I can't say
it. It makes me sad. This does. But guys, what do you think? I mean, if you've got a different opinion, then let us know.
Let us know.
Okay, so this is a message that we got on TikTok. Okay, so this was, after we did the video, the fiancé was on Hinge.
Yes.
So this is to do with that. Hi, girls. In regards to your latest video, Ari, fiancé on Hinge, I unfortunately have some horror, in capital letters, stories about my ex and Tinder.
God.
He used a fake name. Did it when he was working out of area and hid his face. You were asking this, weren't you, on the video that we did. You were saying, how do people who've got partners go onto dating sites and not be seen?
Yeah.
He'd hidden his face.
Oh.
Unfortunately, it is way more common than people think. Oh, and just to top it off, it happened throughout my pregnancy and up until I left him a few months ago when our daughter was around 16 months old. Crazy, the balls some men have these days. Crazy.
God. I mean, that video that we did about, what was it? I can't remember.
So it was she worked with a woman and her fiance was on Hinge.
That's it. And it was like, should she tell the
together.
Woman? Well, the comments underneath were like, people were like, this happened to me. I know some of my friend. I told my friend. Like it, it's just wild, isn't it? But I think things like Hinge and all of this, I think people do go on it with fake profiles.
100%. When I was on it to try and like find somebody, I'd be speaking to a few guys and there was something that felt very off.
Yeah.
And I reckon a lot of them were like married, had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I remember this one guy had arranged to meet me. I don't even know if I told you this. And he completely, his whole profile just disappeared. Poof.
Yeah.
Poof. WhatsApp picture went. I was like, oh, right, there's another married one.
Yeah. Do you think they just do it for a bit of excitement?
Yeah. I think, imagine this, if you're a guy, perhaps you've been married for a while or like with someone for a long time and all your mates are like single, going on dating apps and talking to you about it, you probably would be intrigued, number one. You would think, oh, let's have a little look. So maybe you join, you know, just have a look. Then it might get a bit out of hand as you start talking to people. Then you might actually start to like someone. You might start to meet them and you might be having a full-blown affair before you even know what's going on.
Christ. Yeah. I think at the moment, these videos that we're doing, our TikTok and blah, 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 I think we've hit on something because I think, I've said this before, nowadays it's so much easier to connect in really like unauthentic ways. You can just go on Hinge, you can just meet someone online. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, having an affair before social media and before the internet must have been such hard work.
Yeah. Well, do you remember when Friends Reunited first appeared?
Oh, God, yeah.
It was like one of the big, like, first social media things, wasn't it? And affairs went through the roof because for the first time, people were seeing people they used to go to school with and getting back in touch with people.
But also, I think it's easier as well to catch people out. So I think it's easier to have
it,
but it's also equally as easy to go through someone's phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's a bit of a catch-22, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or just don't do it,
I know, guys, if you're in a relationship with somebody, don't be going on a dating site. And let me tell you, you're not missing out on anything. Oh. Trust me, okay? It's a meat market out there. There's some crazy people.
Like we always say, if you're not happy in your relationship and you're thinking of cheating, just end it.
End it. Don't go on Hinge.
It's the worst thing to do. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
That's our words of wisdom for today.
Don't do it.
They're gonna do it.
We'll be back Monday. Yes. Might have news on Monday, might not. We'll see, shall we?
Oh, we'll see, all right.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. Just quickly, make sure you subscribe to our podcast.
Yeah, you are going to get all the juicy extra bits that we don't talk about on the normal podcast. And trust us, they're good.
They are good. And no adverts. So click the link in the bio of this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, or you'll find it on our Insta @ The Laura and Becky Show.